earlier in the show, we were talking about the stories your family always tells about you. And, you know, I had shared that when I was little, I tried to fix an outdoor light or electrical socket with a screwdriver.
Uh-huh.
And I went to my grandma. Yeah. And I was like, it went because it shocked me and it shook and things like that.
So really good.
Every time. Thank you. Every time I'm around family, someone brings that up, especially if it's like an aunt or an uncle or something like that.
And there were so many more stories that mm-hmm. came in that we wanted to pass along. Margo, when I was little, somehow I found a blowtorch in the shed and started it up and burned my finger.
Mm.
When my parents asked how it felt, I said, like 1,000 bees stinging me. So now when something hurts, we say like 1,000 bees. Doesn't hurt like 1,000 bees.
Yes, right. Tommy said that I put a cat in the microwave. Aunt came in to see why, and I slammed the microwave door shut, and they found the cat.
Yeah, at least I was four. I was quiet, and you know when
the kid gets quiet,
in the house are quiet. Yep. Something's happening.
Yep.
Oh yep. Wow.
At least you didn't turn it on, because that could have been a much different result.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mason from Meadtown. Hey, Ben and Kelly. Good morning. I was maybe 4 or 5. We were in Key West at a campground. My parents were fishing, and I had the fake little kid fishing pole with a fake fish at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was near the edge of the dock trying to grab my fish, and I fell into the water. My parents turned around maybe half a second, noticed I was gone, and then my mom sees me flailing in the water, so she jumps in and gets me. It's brought up every year during the holidays.
It's brought up every year. You know, isn't that great? Like, you can always count on family to never forget anything.
Absolutely. Yeah, Lori says, overnight trip to Kings Island with family, 13 years old. Apparently, I had a dream about bologna.
Mm-hmm.
They said I was yelling out, "Come back, baloney!" I remember nothing. They still bring it up.
That's funny.
Dreaming about baloney again.
Lakin said, my mom likes to tell the story of the time my dad and his drunk friends came home from the bar when they were in the military. They woke me up, so I wanted to play tea party with them. They didn't know I couldn't reach the sink and was getting the water out of the toilet. When they found out, they all promptly threw up in the yard.
No.
And I'm sure we never played tea party again.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is great tea.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have like actual like water in there to pretend like it's tea. Absolutely. It's That's no fun funny. To just like sip air and pretend it's tea.
Take a couple more. Here.
Okay, Heather, when my little sister was in kindergarten, they had a police officer come in and speak for career day.
Yeah.
The officer taught them how bad drinking and driving is.
Oh.
My mom always had tea or something with her in the car. So my sister raises her hand and says, my mom drinks and drives all the time. Needless to say, she got a call home that night.
Oh, my gosh. I do remember telling my grandma.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't drink and drive, because she was drinking a Coke.
Right.
While she was driving me around.
Not the same thing, Benjamin.
Yeah.
It's not that kind of drink.
All right. One more. Swifty Kim says, so can't believe I'm telling you all this, but you asked. I was about 5 or 6, tried Swiss cheese and made a face. So they asked me what it tastes like. My response, it tastes the way your fingers smell after you've been scratching your butt. I will never hear the end of it, LMAO. That is funny.
Oh, my God.
That is funny. Thank you for those.
Wait, do we need to rename her number? Instead of Swiss Kim? Kim the butt scratcher?
Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese Kim.